So, in this video, I'm going to answer a question that's been sent in from Fraser, who lives in Bristol, UK. Now, I'm not sure if this is a friendly question, alright? I don't know. My discerning sense has come into play, and I don't know if there's a little bit falseness or a little dig in this question, but I'm going to answer it anyway, regardless. The question from Fraser in Bristol, UK says, Cain, as this is a certification course, or a so-called certification course, what exactly can I do with my certificate? And that's it. Well, Fraser, or anyone else who's interested, what can you do with your certificate? Well, towards the end of the course, once you've finished the last lecture, you can access your PDF downloadable certificate, all right? It's a certificate in life coaching. It's a certificate in completion of the course. What it isn't a certificate in is competence. And the reason why it's not a certificate in competence is because I don't know you, and I don't know how competent you are. There are going to be some people who will practice and action everything that I've discussed throughout this course, and there's some people who are just looking to retain and regurgitate information. Now, when it comes to life coaching, I've experienced people who operate on both sides of the fence. There are some people who just want to retain and grow in information, and then you've got people who really want to understand the information so that they can share it and apply it. I choose these ones, all right? I trust these ones. Many people in life, unfortunately, who go down this path, psychologists, philosophers, sociologists, academics, sometimes use information as a means by which to impress people and show off. All right, that's the state of the world. Personally, that's never impressed me. If someone's more interested in impressing other people with their knowledge or the certificates that they have or the letters they have after the name, do I have some letters after my name? What does it matter? Right, I might have, might not have, I'm not going to tell. It doesn't make a slightest bit of difference. If I didn't understand what it is that I'm teaching, then I wouldn't be able to put together this course. Well, in fact, I probably could do. There's plenty of other courses out there where people literally just read from textbooks and put some PowerPoints in front of the videos. This whole course has been me standing right in front of the camera, no scripts, nothing like that, which I'm hoping, if you've made it thus far, you're appreciating that I fundamentally understand my subject, right? I know what I'm talking about, regardless of whether you like my approach or whether you don't. So the answer to this question, Cain, what exactly can I do with my certificate? Fraser, you can put your certificate in a folder and you can show it to people if you so choose. Personally, I have never shown anyone my certificates because I do not need to justify myself. All right. If someone demands or expects me to justify myself, the only reason why they would want that is because they don't trust me. And I will not enter into a relationship with someone whose trust I have not earned. And I will not earn someone's trust by presenting certificates to them, or by, you know, showing letters after my name, or presenting them with information, or any of these sorts of things. I understand that you only ever earn someone's trust in life through being authentic, through being genuine, through being real, and fundamentally giving someone something of value, which is always going to be insight or understanding, some sort of aha. Information doesn't go hand in hand with aha. It's insight and understanding that goes hand in hand with aha. Aha moment is when the lights go on. Lights going on means that someone has just come to see something that they never previously saw. And this is kind of the essence of what we're looking to achieve through life coaching. Whether we're telling our own stories, whether we're telling someone else's stories, whether we're sharing principles, or whatever we're doing, it doesn't really matter. What can you do with your certificate? It's a bit of paper. Certification is no substitute for competence. I appreciate in the 21st century world, many people out there place more emphasis and priority over gaining certificates than what they do on gaining competence. Personally, I choose competence any day of the week. And that is kind of who I'm really talking to in this course. People who want to practice this stuff, who want to take action and develop competence, not just those who want to collect certificates. So might be a bit of a controversial answer, but hey, look, I'm just being honest. I'm just being authentic. So please don't shoot the messenger. But I'm hoping that makes sense, and I'm hoping that's, that answer is okay for someone. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next video.